abstract concept. So I use an hourglass to show you my perception of time. In the upper compartment, you have sand, and it's going through a very, very narrow neck, and it's going down to the bottom compartment. The argument of this one, or the mystery of this, is you never know how much sand God put in your upper compartment of the hourglass. So although the Bible says that it's 70 years, it can be tomorrow, it can be next year, it can be day after next year. So we're running out of time here. And the ultimate purpose of belief is to make sure that you are saved before we end our earthly time. So in this little illustration here, we are under the time crunch, okay? And like I said before, no one actually can predict how much time we have. I happened to talk to a friend some time ago, and I said, this is recorded in the Bible. And when I Google the average lifespan of people on Earth today, I was so surprised to find that it's actually 70, as far as today is concerned. I'm talking about third world country, United States, China, so on and so forth. So the truth of the Bible is so powerful, and I'm sure that Pastor Fong will talk about that a little bit later. Now, the belief of Jesus, when we go through our daily routine on earth, is affected by good times and bad times. Okay, sometimes we have good times, and many people will say, oh, I'm blessed. But how about when you're going through bad times? Are you not blessed? Well, in the Bible, it says that when you have good times, you have to be thankful. But when you're going through bad times, you also have to be not too worried, because God created both good times and bad times. Now, when you have good times and bad times, for some people, you'll get confused. Am I saved, or am I blessed or not blessed? I happened to talk to a friend of mine, and he's a devoted Catholic. And I said, are you saved? And he said, today I'm not sure. Now, how can that be? Either you are saved or you're not saved. So in this particular slide, you'll find that God makes good times and bad times so that we cannot predict the future. But I can guarantee you that if you do not believe in Jesus, and if you're not saved, I can guarantee you that you have bad times down the road. Okay, that's my own experience. So let's unlock the first code, which is 2. 2 is to be saved. To be saved, okay? And I don't think I need to repeat the well-known Bible verse, but it says that to be saved, you need to believe in Jesus, okay? I still remember as a kid, I see a lot of words from the Bible saying that if you believe in Jesus, you'll be saved. And as I get older, I guess I'm old enough now, I really realize what that meant. Okay. So, for some people, you might ask, what is eternity? Eternity is, to a lot of people, means heaven. And in the Bible, it says in two places, and I'll not repeat it in the interest of time, that there is a place where one will go if you're a believer, or if you're certain that you are saved, or there's another place that you will certainly also go if you do not believe in Jesus. Now, I don't know how many people have seen this, read this book, 90 Minutes in Heaven. How many of you have read that book? Okay, I like that book a lot. It talks about a person by the name of Don Piper. He was in a very bad car accident, okay, and he was pronounced dead for 90 minutes. So when they revived him, He said, I have been to heaven and back. And a very brief description of his experience is like, I went to a very bright place. This is almost like a near-death experience. A very happy place, but I met some interesting people. He said, I met my father, I met my grandfather, I met some of my friends, and I also met my Sunday school teacher. So he said, what's the conclusion? Why do I see them in that bright and happy place? Well, the common denominator is that they're all Christians. So Christians, when they're certain about that they are saved, they'll go to a very good place we call heaven. Now, what does it take to be a believer? For a lot of people, they're looking for proof. How can you prove to me that there's heaven? How can you prove to me that there's heaven? But I can tell you this: to believe in Jesus is not a matter of proof. It's a matter of option. It's your option. It's my option, and I decided to believe in Jesus. So, and you have to understand too that you know, scientists and a lot of people, they try to rationalize and try to use their minds to understand what they cannot see. But you have to understand too that our mind is very small, very, very small. It's not even like a speck of dust. So how can we understand something that is so grand and so great? So my conclusion to this is that believing in Jesus is not a matter of proof. It's a matter of option. So if you're still seeking Christ today, I ask you to take that leap of faith. At the end of our rationalized thinking, we have to take that leap of faith. Now, what is it like to be a Christian? It's like a pumpkin. So you might say, well, how can that be? Well, let me tell you what is it like. As a pumpkin, God picks you up from the patch, he cleans you up, and he cuts your top off and scoop out all the yucky stuff from within the pumpkin and carve you a smiling face. Now, this is the most important part. He'll put a light inside you. So when you become a Christian and you believe in Jesus, you are no longer in control. Jesus is control. And I kind of like the last part. Obviously, I found that's from somewhere. He puts his light in you. So what you do, what you think should be a reflection of Christ, Jesus Christ. Now, as a teacher, I often get the opportunity for and ask my students about, you know, can you explain to me why you believe what you believe? I give them extra credit, okay, for this. And let's take a look at the first one. The first student said, I am a Catholic. I baptized. Okay, I don't go to church. I believe in myself. I'm a good person. I do not need to go to church. Now, this is one answer. And then I have another one, and it says, my family is the only reason why I get to become a Catholic. And my parents get me to church every day, but I receive my faith and I know that God lives in my life. So when you compare the two responses, you can tell that, you know, one person is not really a true believer. And if you get a chance to talk to him, I mean, they're all good students, but one is not really certain about his being saved. Now, this is a $6 million question. Are you saved? Are you saved? Okay. For some people, including myself, many years ago, I grew up in the church. I was not sure. Okay. Until I actually understand what saving means. It's by the grace of God. It's not through work. Not by work. So that no one can boast. And this is the favorite verse I like to use when I talk about gospel to some of non-believers. Now, Wouldn't it be nice if you can have some kind of a litmus test that you can test that you're saved or you're not saved? So in chemistry, we have something called a litmus paper. If you put a piece of litmus paper in an acidic solution or in an alkaline solution, that piece of paper will change color to indicate the presence or the absence of the chemicals. So here I have seven items that I want you to look at carefully. And you can ask yourself, I'll ask myself also, that is this an indication that I am saved or you are saved? You might say, well, I go to church. I go to church every Sunday. I read the Bible. I know all the verses. I'm even baptized. I pray for guidance. I was born in a Christian family. Are you saved? Okay. All those will not guarantee or give you the certainty that you are saved. Let's look at number six. When you sin, when you're doing the wrong thing, do you have the sensitivity that you understand that you're wrong? If you do bad things and feel like it's okay, then I don't think you have the Holy Spirit in you. Okay? So the last one is critical. You have to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Now, I had the good fortune to go to China and teach for the past two summers. And I met a group of Christians in a park. And they openly talk about their faith, and they invited me to their Friday night fellowship. Now, Friday night young people's fellowship, you guess how many people attended? How many people? This is China now. Huh? Hundreds. 800. Okay? So all packed. And this is what they call the youth fellowship. There's no snacks. nothing. You just go there and they'll give you a sermon. So I said, why don't you sing something for us so that I can bring it back to the United States? And this is what they did. Now, I hope you understand that what they wear is something like a flak jacket. And on a flak jacket, it says that, you know, Jesus loves you, he dies for us. If you put that situation back in Illinois or Chicago, I mean, do you see Christians doing those things in the public park? I don't think so. But what I'm trying to say here is that these Christians are not ashamed to be a believer. And I'm pretty sure that they're saved. Okay, we just read a very good verse from the Bible. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Okay, so wherever I go, wherever you go, if you're a true believer, we should talk about why we believe in our testimony. Now, recently I went to see a movie. It's called Gravity. How many of you have seen that movie? Some, okay. I paid very attention to one particular screen where Sandra Bullock says, oh my God, I'm going to die and no one is going to pray for my soul. Okay, this is the one that I remember. So as a teacher, I want to give this to you as a comprehension check. Okay, you can talk to me later or you can talk to the pastors later. Is Sandra Bullock saved? Is she saved? Okay? I'll not give you the answer at this point. So to unlock the second code, which is 4, it's forever change lives. So if you believe or someone believes in Jesus, you will change your life forever. And the reason why it's 2 = 4, because the richness of your lives will be multiplied. If this is an algebraic equation, the only possibility of getting 2 = 4 is 2 × 2 = 4. So I can almost guarantee you that if you believe in Jesus, your life will be blessed and it will be multiplied many times. What I talk about so far, it comes from my two recent booklets. One is called, on the left-hand side, is called Life's Decision. And on the right-hand side, it's Evangelism ABC. And they're both by Christians Communication, Inc. And thank you for being attentive.
Somebody asked me a question yesterday when they knew that I was going to the church today with Ovid. What is he going there for with you?
Main course.
And he's gonna be responsible for the appetizer, and I'll be in the main doing the main course.
刚才大家都好欣赏佢的 appetizer.
If you love the appetizer just now,
咁就呢个 main course 咧，咁就好唔好食咧，又系一个 option.
This main course, whether it's delicious or not, it's an option.
不过我就系同 Ovid 一齐合作啦，去咗好多间教会噶啦。
We've done this to many churches, me and Ovid.
而且我都系。 有他的本書,其實跟著我,在我那裡都可以,雖然我做牧師,但是傳道有些好的方法,不妨參考和不妨學習。
I actually carry his book with me. Even though I'm a pastor, I still try to learn different ways of spreading the gospel.
今天我跟各位說,剛才提到的就是說,我們那個主題就是
We talk about that our theme today is the power of the gospel.
我們所現在面對這個世界是一個很不同的世界。
The world that we're facing today is a totally different world.
但是有三樣東西是不會改變的。
But there are three things that wouldn't change.
我们的灵魂不会改变,我们各个一个灵魂,这个不会改变的。
We all have a soul, and that will never change.
神的说话都不会改变。
The second thing is that God's word will never change.
还有呢,神的爱都不会改变。
And God's love will never change.
这个是圣经很清楚告诉我们的。
This is something that's very clear in the Bible.
我想问各位一个问题。 就是今早有多少人看過新聞或者看過報紙的,有多少個?
This morning, who has read the newspaper or watched the news?
一個都沒有。
Not even one person.
又不看新聞,又不看報紙,是不是?
You don't read the Bible, you don't read the news or watch the news.
有沒有誰起身看過聖經的?
Who has... read the Bible today before you came.
反而有人看過聖經,這兩層,好一個,這也是一個好消息。 因為當我們看報紙也好, 睇新聞報告又好，
Whether
會發覺冇乜嘢好消息。
You will find that there is nothing good on the news or the paper.
喺呢個緊急一節嘅時候，我今日就係打開呢個 iPad 睇到咧，就係 Best Buy 就話。
When I read the paper this morning, it's talking about the Black Friday.
就話有大減價。
And there is a big sale, big discount.
或者再遲啲近聖誕咧，又話聖誕節大減價。
And then later on, it talks about the Christmas sale.
所以呢个世界所谓好消息咧，不外都系大平卖啊、新车出笼啊，系嗰类嘢。
So the good news in this world is all about like sale and or maybe new cars on discount.
但系坏嘅消息咧，真系好多。
But there are a lot more bad news in this world.
最近最大嘅坏消息系咩啊
？What is the biggest, the worst news recently？
奥巴马 care 嘛？
奥巴马 care。
系嘛？咁而家咧就佢都唔好意思讲 Obamacare， 佢改做呢个 Affordable Care。
They recently changed the name to Affordable Care。
但系老实讲，好多人都仲系超过成 9 million 嘅人，不但止 complain， 同埋佢哋冇验收公司俾验收公司 kick out 佢。
But there are still about 9 million people that。That are not having insurance.
但系我哋有个好消息，就喺圣经里边讲俾佢听嘅。
But we have a good news that is in the Bible.
究竟好消息咩？我哋叫 gospel， 其实就个意思好简单，就话叫好消息系从神嚟嘅好消息。
This gospel came from God.
呢好消息咧，为大家知道圣诞节就会到。嗰度咧就講到天使就係呢個嘅宣布好消息，係一班嘅天使開始嘅。
It started with a bunch of angels.
佢哋點話咧
？What did they say？
聖經話：不要惧怕，我報給你們大喜嘅信息，係關乎萬民嘅，因為在今天在大衛城裏為你哋生個救主就是主基督。
In the Bible, it says, "Do not be afraid. Today, I give you a good news, and this is about all nations. And that is that the Savior has been born today, and He is Christ the Lord."
呢个好消息嘅真实嘅意思系讲啲乜嘢咧
？And what is the real meaning of this good news？
喺天使所讲嘅里边，第一就话一个大喜嘅信息，系一个 great joy， 一个好欢喜、令你好欢喜嘅信息。
This is a news of great joy.
我想问各位一个问题，有几多人已经打咗 flu shot 嘅
？I want to see how many of you have had flu shot this year.
点解要打 flu shot 啊？点解要打呢个感冒针啊
？Why do you have to take the flu shot？
因为你唔想惹到感冒，系咪
？Because you don't want to get the flu.
但要假定而家最可怕一提到。在我们祈祷里面起码有成三位的人患了癌症。
But there is a news today that in our prayer that there are at least three people that got cancer.
就是我们的朋友的朋友或者我们家人有三个。
Someone that's among my family or my friends.
如果假定有一个宣布说现在一种新的 vaccine 打了下去之后呢你不会有癌症的。
Let's say that today there is a news that there is a vaccine. Once you've taken it, you're not going to get cancer.
会不会是一个好消息啊
？Isn't this a great news?
好多人都盼望有一日系咁样解决咗呢个癌症嘅恐怖。
A lot of people wish that there is this vaccine that could end all the cancers.
我哋今日人类所面对有两个好可怕嘅罪，有好可怕嘅病系咩咧？罪同埋死亡系我哋嘅癌症，灵性嘅癌症。
Today there are two illness, a spiritual illness among us, and that's sin and
death.
death within us.
圣经说罪是从一个人入了世界，死又跟着来，因为众人都犯了罪。
The Bible says we all sinned, and the sin started with one person, and it spread it among all of us.
但是现在有一个防疫的，帮助我们防疫的，是吗？就耶稣基督的降生，这个就是唯一可以解决我们的问题，死，罪恶与死亡的问题。
But then there is this vaccine from, and that is Jesus Christ, that will solve all of our death and sin.
第二个，佢呢句嘅好消息里边系咩咧？佢关乎万民嘅。
This great joy is about all nations.
不管你黄种人、白种人，或者系黑种人，乜都好啦，都有份嘅呢个好消息。
Whether whatever color you are or ethnicity you are, this news is for all of us.
因为圣经里边好清楚讲话，神愿意万得救，明白真道。
Because the Bible say that the Lord wants all of us to believe in Him and get the salvation.
神不想有个人沉沦。
He doesn't want any one of us to die.
刚才你睇到那个漏斗，你知道啦。我哋唔知道几多日子，但系我哋有日都要面对两个嘅永恒。
Well, you saw the hourglass in the presentation earlier, but we don't know when. But all of us will have to face eternity one day.
但系神系想每个人都能够得救，而且明白佢嘅真理。
God wants all of us to be saved and understand His truth.
这个书里边包括第三样咩咧？就话呢、这个为你哋生嘅救主就系主耶稣基督已经降临咗啦。
The third news is that the Lord has been born to you today.
特别注意，佢话为你哋生了救主，唔系教主。
This is a savior, not a teacher or a pope.
冇几耐之前喺芝加哥举行过一个嘅会议，叫做 Parliament of World Religions Council。
There was a conference held in Chicago recently, and that's called the Parliament of Religions.
有5000个 delegate, 有5000个代表参加。
There were about 5,000 delegates there.
代表世界上各种不同的宗教。
They all represent different religions in the world.
他们希望透过这个会议呢，可以大家和谐的相处。
They wish that through this conference, we can all live harmoniously and peacefully.
但是没有一个宗教敢说他们的教主自称说我是道路、真理、生命，没有一个宗教的教主敢说这句话。
But there is none of the religious leader or the pope can claim that he is the road and the truth and the life.
而是只有耶稣基督他自己敢说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And only Jesus can claim He is the path, He is the truth and the life.
嗱，你话啦，我哋基督教嘅人可以同佢做朋友，但系可唔可以将我哋信仰同佢哋妥协呢？因为大家佢话咧，大家唔好话边个宗教叻过边个宗教，大家一样，可唔可能嘅事呢？
Honestly, can Christians tell them that we can all live peacefully and that there is no religion better than another religion?
你单单睇下耶稣基督嘅生平，圣经对佢嘅睇法，佢所行嘅神迹，同埋佢从死里复活，呢啲冇一个其他嘅教主可以同佢相比嘅。
If you look at the life of Jesus, how he died on the cross for all of our sin and be resurrected again, there is no other religion that can be compared to this.
所以你话信一个宗教紧要咧，定话信一个救主紧要咧？
So do you think believing in a religion is more important or believing in a savior is more important?
你有冇听过一种宗教叫巴哈伊嘅宗教啊？
Have you heard of a religion called Baha'i?
他们有一间庙就在 Evanston 那边，起得很漂亮的嘛，是吧？
There is a temple in Evanston, and it's a very beautiful temple.
你有没有注意他们有九个的 window, 有九个窗口的？
Did you notice that they actually have 9 windows there?
他们选了九个的教主，
They have chosen 9 popes.
他把耶稣基督当其中一个。
And they and one of them they put Jesus as one of them.
點解呢?
Why?
佢你有九個嘅教主，梗有一個救到你嘅。
There are nine popes there, and at least there's one that can save you.
佢穩陣啊嘛。
That gives you assurance that you'll be saved.
但係聖經裏邊點講啊?
But what did the Bible say?
佢除他以外，別無拯救。
Besides him, there is no other salvation.
他因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名字，我们可以靠着得救的。
Because in this world, there is no other names you could be saved.
所以只有耶稣基督是真是我们的救主、救世主，不是一个宗教教主。
So it's not a religious leader that can save you. It's only Jesus Christ that can save you.
不单只是好消息之外，而且我们所讲的好消息，这个福音呢，好消息呢，是神，是一个神的大能在这里
的。This is not only a good news, but it's also demonstrating the power of God.
在《使徒行传》，你们有没有圣经在这里？《使徒行传》第二十六章，《使徒行传》第二十六章，如果你有圣经的
话。If you have the Bible with you, let's look at Acts.
第二十六章。
Chapter 26.I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这个说话是使徒保罗在亚基帕王面前的见证来的。
This is the Apostle Paul having a witness in front of Agrippa, the King Agrippa.
他讲到福音有四种很重要的能力在这里。
It talks about four powers from the gospel.
第一种它是从黑暗中归向光明，一个新生的意思。
The first is to turning from darkness to light.
你自己现在你可以眯埋眼，你可以眯埋眼，乜都唔睇。
Today you can close your eye and see nothing.
你要睇到咩咧？一个黑暗。
And all you can see is darkness.
一个黑暗嘅人喺黑暗嘅当中嘅人咧，睇唔到自己嘅污秽。
In darkness, you cannot see how sinful you are.
会有一个恐惧的感觉。
You have a fear in the darkness.
还有亦都不知道方向在哪里。
And you do not have directions.
这个就是黑暗带给我们一个的后果是这样。
And this is the result that comes from the darkness.
但当我们擘大眼，我看到光明的时候呢，我看到方向在哪里，我看到自己的污秽在哪里。而且我们一见到光的时候，我们的恐惧都跟着没了。
But when you see the light, your fear turns away. You can see the directions.
第二个能力能帮助我们什么呢？能够帮助我们从撒旦的权下归向神，这个就是讲到释放。
The second thing is it has the power to free us from the power of Satan to God.
圣经说呢，全世界都卧在那恶者的手下。
The Bible tells us that all of us are within the power, the control of the Satan.
那个意思本来就说，一个将个 baby 放在一个人的大髀上面，那你们打手歌是不是这么打的？你不听话，挤他大髀倒就打他嘛，是不是？
The real meaning is like when you have a baby putting a baby on your lap, you can almost slap the butt out of the baby.
当我们不信耶稣的时候，我们就在恶者的手下，任他来打，任魔鬼来控制，任他来欺骗。
When you are under the power of Satan, you are like a baby on a lap that you could be beaten.By Satan.
耶稣都说啦，他盗贼来，即是指个魔鬼呢，无非是偷窃、杀害、毁坏和讲谎话。
The Bible says that when a thief comes, the purpose is to to lie, to steal, and to take away things.
有冇人听过格拉森嗰个被鬼附人嘅故事啊？
Have you heard about the man that was possessed by the demon in the Bible?
你记唔记得嗰个被鬼附嘅人喺格拉森嗰个人咧？有几多只鬼附喺佢身上啊
？Do you remember that one man that was possessed by demons? How many demons were in him?
有二千。
2,000。
2,000。圣经形容嗰个人真系好痛苦嘅，佢话无论。人用锁链又好，绳又好，绑佢都冇人绑得佢住。
This guy is under a lot of distress because he chained himself and he beaten himself and he cut himself.
佢住嘅地方就住喺坟墓里边。
He lives right next to the seminary.
又用石头自己打自己。
And then he hit himself by stones.
一个被鬼附嘅人就一个鬼就用佢自己伤害佢自己。
And then when you are being possessed by the demons, then the demon cause you to beat yourself and destroy yourself.
现在美国越来越多的年轻人就是自己伤害自己，简直好像被鬼附一样。
There are more and more youths in America that are destroying themselves.
食粥啦，食嗰啲毒品啦。
They take drugs.
校规，这个嘅法规。国家的规则他都不守的。
They don't follow the rules in the country.
最近有一个 game， 一个游戏是什么呢？
Recently there was a game.
咁啊，行过见到个人一锤打咗落地，有冇睇过啊？有冇个消息知唔知啊
？Have you heard about this？
系个 game 嚟噶，系个游戏嚟噶。
呢
啲咁嘅不但只系违反嗰个社区嘅安全，仲危害咗别人，有人俾佢打低。有啲死，有啲傷。
There are games where you can beat people in the street, and then have you seen this? And some people could be beaten to death.
但係只有耶穌能夠釋放呢啲人出嚟，耶穌親自釋放呢個被鬼附嘅人出嚟。
But only Jesus can free this person from all the demons.
廣東話有好多個文化係好有興趣嘅。
Cantonese has its own language that's very interesting.
有水嘅文化啦，有冇听过啊
？Have you heard about the culture of water？
我同你攞钱嘅磅水啦。
Water means money.
啊，若果攞 commission， 你叫抽水啦。呢个水嘅文化系咪
？When you are taking commissions, it means you are taking water from people.
啊，猪笼入水即系表示好多钱啦。
When you say you have a lot of water coming into your cage, it means you get a lot of money.
但廣東話亦都多鬼嘅文化。
But Cantonese also has this ghost or demon culture.
見到個女仔生得靚，佢話：哇，個鬼咁靚。
When you say someone is extremely beautiful,
其實鬼就唔靚，但佢用呢個字形容詞。
You say she's as beautiful as a demon, as a Satan.
我哋话嗰个人好差，佢个心地差咧，叫佢咩啊？鬼咁黑心。
When you say someone has a very wicked heart, you say he or she is as wicked as Satan.
我哋话嗰个人好 miserable， 我哋佢好鬼咁凄凉。
We say somebody is very miserable. You say as poor as the demon.
我睇到嗰个格拉森嘅人，佢真系受到鬼咁黑心对佢，鬼咁残忍对佢，鬼咁凄凉，整到佢好可怜。
The one that was possessed by demons, he was really, really being tortured by Satan and all the demons within him.
而家美国人就想将神 kick out， 所以睇见更多。鬼咁可怕，鬼咁凄凉嘅事就发生喺你社会里边。
When America is trying to kick out Jesus from the country, we see a lot more things that are happening that are as poor as the Satan.
保罗都跟住讲呢个因信基督得蒙赦罪，第三点嗰度就俾我哋自由咁解。
When Paul talked about that, when we receive forgiveness of sins.As a result of the gospel,
因为耶稣自己话 神的儿子叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
When the Jesus say that you are free, you are really getting the true freedom.
当我们向神悔改的时候，我们从耶稣基督那里就得到内心的自由和释放。
When we confess our sins to Jesus, we got the true freedom.
在美国，那些人不喜欢讲 repent 这个字。
In America, we don't like to use the word repent.
用得最多的字是 rehab 这个字。
Rehab is used a lot more often.
那些partition, 即是那些所谓政客呢，喝醉酒驾车撞到了，哎呀，我即刻要去 check in 呢个 Mayo Clinic rehab。
When the politicians they had drunk driving and then they need to go into rehab。
当泰戈活有成十六个女人同佢来往过之后咧，俾人揭发啦，老婆又知道晒啦，佢即刻就去 rehab 啦。
When Tiger Woods was found out that he has all these affairs outside of his marriage, he went into rehab.
Rehab 可唔可以帮咗个人更新改变呢？
Can rehab truly help somebody be renewed and change?
耶稣一出嚟传道就话：你哋天国近了，你就悔改信福音。
When Jesus first came to preach, he said the kingdom is near. You all have to repent.
Rehab 不会帮到我们成为新造的人，但是当我们悔改接受耶稣基督做救主时，那个就是一个真正可以成为一个新造的人。
Rehab is not going to change or renew anyone. It's only through Jesus and his power that we be renewed and be transformed.
最深一个能力是保罗提到的，他说与成圣的人同得基业。
The last power that was mentioned in this verse is that we are all sanctified by faith in us.
这点请各位留心听住，请各位留心这点。
Let's pay attention to this fourth point.
我们信耶稣得永生是即刻的事，很快脆的。
When we believe in Jesus, we are saved immediately.
但是成圣和得基业这件事呢，什么叫成圣啊？就是要学主耶稣基督的榜样。
But to be sanctified and have a place, that is a...
学像主耶稣呢，是一生的功夫。
And to be like Jesus, it's something that you have to learn for your entire life.
我们信耶稣很快脆。几分钟你就从耶稣得到永生。
To believe in Jesus is something that you can get within a few minutes.
但系我哋过一个蒙主喜悦、能够成为一个好见证嘅人咧，即系基督徒咧，就真系要好多功夫时间挤落去。
But to be sanctified and to be like Jesus, that is something that will take your whole life.
你参加马拉松赛跑。很容易报名给钱你再参加赛跑。
To participate in a marathon race, it's very easy. You can just sign up.
但是跑到终点又得到奖的呢，有几多人啊？
But to be able to run the race and be and placed in the first few placed, how many people can get it?
不是很多人。
There are not many people.
你是被有份入去跑，但是跑到攞到奖品又另外一回事。
You can participate in the race, but to get the prize or the honor, it's something different.
将来喺天上，好多人得到救恩，得到入得天堂。
In the future, in heaven, a lot of people can be in heaven.
但系在基督台前得到奖品、得到公义冠冕、生命冠冕嘅人，可能系有限嘅。
But only a few can get the crown in front of Jesus.
所以保罗话：我就喺赛跑上，我目标一定要得到奖赏。
So Paul in the Bible say that he wants to get the prize.
所以佢努力嘅奔跑，着以基督为佢嘅标杆。
So he run and train himself to run it for Jesus.
你首先讲到福音会被蒙蔽嘅。
The third thing I want to talk about is that the gospel can be deceived.
那裡說什麼呢? 蒙蔽這兩個字是最危險的兩個字。
蒙蔽怎樣? Deceived, huh?
Deceived.
Obscured. It's something that's very dangerous.
聖經怎麼說呢? 他說, 如果我們的福音蒙蔽, 就是蒙蔽在滅亡身上, 此等不信之人被這世界的神弄瞎了心眼, 不叫基督榮耀福音光照著他們, 哥林多後書4章4節
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3 to 4 And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, which is the image of God.
Satan 很不想我們明白 福音也相信耶稣这样,他很不喜欢。
Satan hates that we believe in Jesus and understand the gospel.
所以他用很多的东西来掩住世界人的眼睛。
So he used a lot of deceptions.
好像色情呢?
For example, pornography.
酒精呢?
Alcohol.
毒品呢?
Drugs.
甚至电子的用品。
Even all these electronics that we are.
你有没有听过叫做耷头族? 有没有听过这个名字?
Have you heard about those people that only can
如果你未见过呢, 你去麦当劳或者是Wendy的地方, 你会见到很多人在猛在那里,
have you heard those
他是个耷头一族嘛?
There is a bunch of people that keep having their head down, and if you haven't seen them, you can go to McDonald's or anywhere that there is free Wi-Fi.
他們的眼睛完全就放在那個機器那裡。
Their head and their eyes are all towards the electronics or handheld electronics they have.
撒旦用很多不同的方法來掩蓋我們眼睛, 叫我們不要仰望十字架, 不要去聽耶穌, 不要看耶穌, 一味就看見你現在目前的東西。
Satan used a lot of different tactics to deceive us and to veil us from looking at Jesus. Because he knows that the power of the gospel can change anyone.
刚才王弟兄都讲过了,
just now Ovid had shared with us, one thing is to change.
在英國有一個牧師跟一個無神論的人有時大家辯論。
There was a pastor in UK, one time he was debating with an atheist.
By the way, 你知不知道現在在英國的無神論的組織發展得很快?
Do you know that the atheism is growing very fast in UK right now?
甚至他還匯錢過來美國在這邊設立分店。
They even wire money to the US to set up branches here in the States.
當這個牧師和這個無神論說的時候,我們基督的福音能夠改變一個人的生命,改變他的內心。
The gospel can transform one's life.
但這個無神論說,我們的無神論一樣可以改變一個人,叫他們一樣有好的生活。
And this atheist also argued that the atheism can also change and transform one's life and let them have a good life.
好,不如我們這樣定一個日子。牧師說,幾時幾日,我帶一百個人是因為信耶穌,他的生命被改變的,來集合,在一個地方大家見面,你又帶一百個。
Let's set a date, and the pastor said he's gonna bring 100 people that have their lives transformed by believing in Jesus, and the atheist will also bring 100 people that are being transformed by atheism.
当我们一起来的时候，大家简单地讲他们的见证。 一個就講耶穌基督怎麼改變他,一個就講你說無神,那份他怎麼變成個好人,你要大家去講。
So the two camps will come together and they will keep witnessing of how Jesus changed their lives, and the atheist organization will also do the same. And that day came.
牧师呢, 很容易带到100个人就在等他们无神论的人了。
And the pastor easily found 100 people that, and they were waiting for the atheist.
怎么知道等极都不见人。
But then they kept waiting and waiting and found and cannot see anyone.
连那个领袖，即是负责去召集100个人那个领袖呢，都不见出现。
Even the one that was responsible for gathering the 100 people did not even show up.
那你就知道哪个真哪个假了。
Now you know who is true and who is wrong.
大概我估大概8年前呢。 曾经在Willow Creek教会 有一次无神论的代表和一个修道院的教授 大家debate 有神无神 不知道有多少人听过 Moody广播的 Moody Radio广播的
About 9 years ago there was a debate held in Willow Creek Church and there was a debate by a Trinity professor and an atheist. Have you guys heard about this debate? It was broadcasted in Moody Radio.
结果什么呢? 结果投票有成5000多人参加。
And there were about 5,000 people and they all voted.
投票, 结果97%的人赞成有神存在。
And after the vote, about 97% of the people voted that there is God.
只有3%的人没神。
And only 3% of the people voted that there is no God.
圣经说神已经将永远的 eternity 放在我们的心里面。
The Bible says that God puts the sense of eternity in all of us.
你就算一个不相信有神的人,
Even if someone that doesn't believe in God,
但是当他面对死亡的时候,
but when they face death,
他都有一种惊慌中国有一个说法讲到现在都有真理在那里就是什么人之将死一个人就快死的时候其言也善他都会讲一些好话出来
There is a saying the Chinese say that when you are near the end of your life even when your words are kind words
不过我们不需要等到那时候
but we don't have to all wait until that moment
我有一次 有一个朋友, 他在上岸到美国就劝他信主, 但等了30年后他才决志信主, 现在就参与了教会, 他和他太太都去教会。
There was someone that I knew about a long time ago when he first landed in America. I've already told him to believe in Jesus, and for about 30 years, he did not believe in Jesus until recently.
有一次我们大家就去打golf, 他的弟弟也有份打golf。
And one time we went golfing, and his brother also came with us.
我说你的大佬已经信了主了。
And I told him, your older brother believe in Jesus now.
你何时肯相信耶稣啊?
When are you willing to believe in Jesus as well?
他说我大佬30年后才信主, 我等到29年后我才信。
Yeah. My older brother waited for 30 years, and how about if I just wait 29 years?
Well, are you sure you can live to another 29 years?
And are you sure you can live that long?
刚才王宁提到,我们都不知道什么时候,我最近才发觉,
We really don't know when our end is.
那些人说呢, 70岁的人就断年计嘛,是不是?
When you're 70 years old, you count your days by the years.
80岁就断月计嘛。
When you're 80 years old, you count your days by months.
90岁就断日计喎。
And then when you're 90, you count by days.
但系几个礼拜之前啊，我真系断日计啊，我话俾你听啊。
Just a few weeks ago, I was counting my days, really by days.
我是77嘛,
I'm 77.
我還有3年後才斷月計啊。
I still have 3 years to count by months.
誰知在9月中的時候, 我惹到大腸桿菌。
September, I got this E. coli.
E. coli. 哇, 真的, 又發高燒, 又吐血。
I had fever and I was diarrheaing.
Thank God, 我個太太係護士。
Thank God that my wife was a nurse.
如果我係去緊旅行，尤其是去緊落後嘅地方啊，柬埔寨啊，或者甚至大陸咧，我實係打橫翻嚟噶啦。
If I were in any third world country, I probably wouldn't have lived.
因為佢見到我唔對路，即刻就第二日就帶咗我去睇醫生。佢醫生用三種抗生素一口針，咁先至救翻條命仔。
So my wife took me to the hospital, and the doctor used three types of shots to kill me.
後來我先知道有個人話俾佢聽。他的朋友就患了同样的病，四日后呢就没有了。
And then someone told me that his friend also had a similar thing, and after 4 days, he died. He passed away.
我第二天就见医生。
The next day, I saw a doctor.
如果再等多两天呢，我又是一样了。
If I waited for two more days, I might have passed.
而且因为九月中，我的丧礼已经过了添了。
This happened in September. My funeral would have passed.
最后呢，头先我讲，撒旦系好唔中意我哋相信耶稣基督嗰位救主、嗰位创造我哋嘅神，佢唔想。
Lastly, I want to again mention that Satan doesn't want anyone to believe in Jesus.
他有一次叫做开一个策略会议，怎样阻止人信耶稣。
One time, Satan held a strategic meeting, how to prevent people from believing in Jesus.
他叫那些人提出他的有什么好的主意出来。
And he asked for people to give ideas.
第一个就说，告诉人听说没有上帝的。
Just tell people that there is no God.
他蠢材，怎会骗到那些人呢？
How would you be able to deceive people by just saying that? No.
我们见到有些脚印在那里走过，我知道有人走过啦。人家看到个宇宙创造这么有系统，这么奇妙，你知道有个上帝，有个叫做 intelligent designer。已经是知道的了。
When you see the world how organized and how intricately designed, you know there is a God that designed that's behind all of these.
很简单，如果红绿灯坏了，车都乱晒龙啦，即系红绿灯系指挥啲车噶嘛，系咪？
When the traffic light is not working, you all know how chaotic it could become.
咁第二个提议噶，话俾听冇天堂啊。
Oh, the second idea is just tell them there is no heaven.
但是他不是，很多人的人到咁上一年纪，他说我都要归天了，但怎样去呢？很多人想要归天的。
But that doesn't work either, because a lot of people, when they're almost facing death, and when they're near the end of their life, they say, I want to go to the heaven.
你有没有听过史泰林这个名字？
Have you heard about Stalin?
是他女儿自己说出来的。
That was from his daughter.
史特勒临死时候，孟子上边，孟子上边啦。
When he was near the end of his life, he kept pointing towards the heaven.
因为佢自己知道杀咗好多人，佢自己知道良心有愧，佢点样去见神啊？
Because he knew that he is almost there. He doesn't know. He know he killed a lot of people, and he doesn't know how it is to face God.
第三个提议就话冇地狱嘅。
And the third idea is that there is no hell.
佢唔使讲将来冇到，而家已经睇到好多系地狱啦。你睇嗰啲人又食毒品，又离婚，又 child abuse， 好多简直就地狱嘅生活。
You don't have to tell them. Some people are living their life like hell. They take drugs, they have divorce, and there was child abuse.
最收尾有个提议。
And the last, there was a last idea.
哦，佢哋信天堂、地狱、上帝都唔紧要，叫佢 no hurry， 唔使急，慢慢嚟 ，no hurry。
Even if they believe there is God, heaven or hell, that doesn't matter. Just tell them that there is no hurry.
冇噶啦。That's the best idea.
That's the best idea is to tell people that there is no hurry.
因为一个人咧，我都话咧，随时可以点啊，挂路衬噶嘛。
Anyone can pass away anytime.
有万一个布道会， 那個牧師大聲疾呼，聲淚他說呼召的人今晚要決志信耶穌。
There was an evangelical meeting, and the pastor kept telling everybody, just believe in Jesus tonight.
但有个后生仔好叻咁噶，嘿，使乜咁晚啊？我天晚都得嘅啫。
And there is a young people that say, I don't have to do it today. It could be tomorrow night.
一完咗，佢揸架电单车，好威水咁，砰砰砰咁啊 ，Davidson 咁啊，砰砰走啦。
And after that, he drove away a Harley Davidson and went home.
你知嗰晚就撞車死咗。
And that was the night that he had a car accident.
我哋叫嗰啲叫做 organ donor。
And then we call those organ donor。
神叫不要等明天，今日就係得救日子，今日就你機會。
Don't wait, and today is your opportunity to accept Christ.
請我低頭祈禱。
Let's all bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们已经是尽我们所能的将你的福音讲明。
Jesus, we have tried our best to spread the gospel.
我们求主自己圣灵亲自在人心里面工作。
May God work in all of the people's heart.
让我们真的趁着今天我们能够来到你面前悔改。接受你做我们的救主。
Help us all to come to before you and repent and accept you as our personal savior.
你乐意赦免我们的罪。
你 may you, you are willing to
forgive
our sin.
我们也是因为相信你可以成为天父的儿女。
We believe we could be your children.
有永生的盼望。
And have the eternal life.
奉主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand and sing the response hymn.
我们一起起立，我们唱这个回应诗歌。